dropout completion rate are big issues in high school, and we want to flag any potential student that is going to drop out. We want to see all the early warning signs, and by looking at the trends of the students from elementary to current high school, we can do that.
Principal Alfredo Laredo and his staff at Waco High will be focusing on individual students, all 1,500 of them this year, as they seek to meet their needs and avoid a one-size-fits-all style, both while lecturing in the classroom and while looking at data of the current problems that the district seeks to address. Laredo said that he and teachers, armed with the records for each student, will then focus on the relational aspect of solving the problems revealed by the data.
Well, the first one also is having that personal conversation with the student.
Yeah.
You know, even whether it's a principal or I would love to have that conversation with the student and really put things out on the table here. I'm seeing that seventh grade, your tax scores were incredible. Eighth grade, they started coming down. Ninth grade, you know, they were pretty low. What happened? What happened after seventh grade? You know, talk to me plainly. You know, I did a lot of that at Cesar Chavez, really talking to the student, and a lot of them would say, this is the first time I've ever been asked about that from a principal. Well, we need to know. We need to know because, see, if we can come up with interventions for what we think are going to help the student, but if we don't know what that student's needs are, then whatever intervention B or C isn't going to work. We should have picked Z, but we didn't know that we needed Z because we didn't sit down and talk to that student.
Do you remember any stories from your days at Cesar Chavez when you did something like that really stand out to you as being meaningful?
I will never forget the story, and we'll call the student Brunchet, back at university when I was principal at University Middle School. I mean, a special ed student that was getting into fights every other day. I told Brunchet, you know what, we're going to be best friends. I'm going to walk you to class. What? Well, what'd I do? No. I mean, there's some, you know, I'm going to help you out. Coming from a single family, you know, we see that a lot, low income. But I kept on following up with Brunchet. Brunchet eventually went to University High, played football there, did incredibly well. I asked him if he could help me move furniture in my house because I needed to moved the carpet in my apartment was being changed. So I talked to his mother, and she said, that's fine. I said, but Brunchet, you can only do this, and I'll pay you, but if you stay squeaky clean for a month, no referrals, nothing. Squeaky clean that entire month. Teachers were even saying, wow, what did you tell Brunchet? He's doing so much better. Went to University High, played ball there, did incredibly well as a football player too. Went to Corsicana, ended up graduating from Baylor University. It took him a while. The learning disability was still there. He had to get a lot of help. But now Brunchet has a degree from Baylor University, and I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. And whenever I see him, you know, we both embrace each other. That's one difference. That's just one student that we made a difference with that could have been written off.
You mentioned beforehand, it's a big jump for everyone from middle school to high school, including the principal. Nolan Correa over at University High School is mentoring you and called you today. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing.
Well, Nolan and I have been friends for many years. As I had worked at Cesar Chavez, getting students prepared to be successful at University High. Nolan started telling me, look, I know you're new and everything at high school. Call me at any time. If there's a phone call and I see your name on there, I'm going to answer it no matter what. We've had breakfast a few times, and I've had a list of things. It's like, okay, Nolan, remember, learning curve here. There are new high school terms, programs, activities, practices, and everything that I need to be familiar with. And Nolan has been extremely generous in that. I'm glad that I've been in the district for several years, so I have relationships with other principals, other campus administrators, and so we're going to be working together, and that's going to be successful for all of Waco ISD.
We'll continue to visit with Principal Alfredo Laredo and other teachers at Waco High School periodically throughout the year. You can hear yesterday's conversation online at www.kwbu.org/news, with the whole conversation airing Friday at 12:30 and Sunday at 3 on KWBU Rewind. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.